You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation today will be on Luke 22, verse 14 to Luke 23, verse 56, a long meditation. This is the beginning of what we traditionally call Holy Week, a week of very challenging events for our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why the word we chose to describe the events of this week is challenge. Today is Palm Sunday, the day in which Jesus entered Jerusalem and was received with palms as a way of recognizing him as a king. And by the end of the week, he will be crucified by the same people. During this week, we will meditate on those events that ended in our redemption through Christ's death and resurrection. And in today's passage, a long passage again, we will start meditating in the Last Supper, in the betrayal that ended up in his arrest, in the prediction of Peter's denial of the Lord, in the fulfillment of those words when Peter disowns him. We will see him pray in the Mount of Olives and his arrest and how he is taken before Pilate and Herod, previous to his crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. Holy Week, the most solemn and perhaps the most important week of the year for us Christians. A week to meditate on God's love for us through the passion and sacrifice of his beloved Son. As we meditate on this passage, let's consider our own life as disciples of Christ and what it means for us to follow our Master through his passion and death. He himself said to us that whoever wanted to be his disciple, to deny himself, to take upon himself his cross, and to follow him. As our Master, he goes before us and prepares a way for us, and he gives us an example. It would most likely not mean literally a physical death on a cross for us, but most certainly it will mean giving death to our old sinful nature in our daily life circumstances. Serving and being attentive to small daily needs of those around us, especially those with which we live. As Jesus washed the feet of his disciples during the Last Supper, as is recounted in the Gospel of John, and not striving to take the first places among men in this life, but to live among our brothers and sisters as one who serves. As we follow our Lord in this challenging week, let's meditate on the reality of our own life, of the hardships that have come our way, the challenges that we are currently facing, and those that will inevitably come in the future, and learn to discover God's will for us in the midst of them. Let us also consider those aspects of God's will for us that we do not like, that we would rather not have them be part of our lot, and ask him to give us grace to embrace his will as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane in the Mount of Olives. Let us ponder on the occasions that we are tempted to deny our Lord and our faith as Peter did, when we are at work or with our friends or relatives, and ask him to embolden us to be faithful witnesses even when our reputation could be at stake. Let's open our hearts to receive the grace to offer forgiveness to those around us, perhaps especially to a certain person that has clearly wronged us, in imitation of Christ who forgave those who were crucifying him when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Let's offer and surrender ourselves and our lives anew to the Lord as Christ did in the cross when he said to his Father, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus is inviting us to follow him closely in this challenging week, to go with him to the cross and to his tomb that eventually will lead us to his resurrection and to his purpose for us in this life and in the life to come. Let's say yes to his invitation and go closer to our Lord in this. this Holy Week.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.